From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Thursday marks the 150th anniversary of the creation of the so-called Buffalo Soldier Regiments of the U.S. Army. The segregated units composed of African-American men were formed just a year after the end of the Civil War and played a role in the establishment of the American West. KRCC's Jake Brownell reports on the history of the Buffalo Soldiers and the local effort to honor them.
As the clock tower in Memorial Park chimes noon, a small crew places a polished slab of Canadian red granite in its new home, amidst a handful of other stone monuments to veterans of major U.S. conflicts. Retired Army Chief Warrant Officer Willie Brizel looks on.
Well, you look at the installation of the Buffalo Soldier Memorial. We call it the Buffalo Soldier Community Memorial.
Brizel chairs the Buffalo Soldier Community Memorial Committee.
So we're here to make sure it gets installed and kind of oversee it, and just make sure that our little babies come in to a proper conclusion.
The monument commemorates men known as Buffalo Soldiers, former slaves and children of former slaves. They fought in the Indian Wars of the late 19th century and helped expand the American frontier. They helped build roads and telegraph lines, protected settlers, and even guarded surveyors mapping the borders of Colorado in the 1870s. But they faced discrimination, and as Brizel sees it, their contributions are largely absent from the story of America's westward expansion.
But the Buffalo Soldiers did a whole range of things that history does not reflect typically. So I think it's important that every American understands as much about American history as possible. We're looking for inclusivity, the wholeness of American history.
I propose a toast to the 10th U.S. Cavalry Regiment.
Buffalo Soldiers.
At the headquarters of the 3rd Armored Brigade Combat Team at Fort Carson, the history of the Buffalo Soldiers is on full display. This is the home of the last remaining squadron of the 10th Cavalry Regiment, one of the original Buffalo Soldier units. On this day, the unit is honoring a departing officer, and soldiers in fatigues don ceremonial black cowboy hats and spurs.
They actually have very little utility nowadays, you know, in actual combat. But they are one of the many links we have back to, you know, our forebears.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Chad Foster, the unit's commander. The office lobby boasts a large buffalo sculpture, old uniforms, framed newspaper clippings, and paintings of African-American soldiers charging into battle on horseback.
So these are symbols. These are important artifacts for the history of the unit that we are in charge and trusted with keeping now that we're the only unit left.
The unit was desegregated, along with the rest of the Army, after World War II, and its soldiers today ride in tanks instead of on horses. But Lieutenant Colonel Foster says the regiment still owes a great deal to the pioneering African-American soldiers that first comprised it.
We're all just standing on the shoulders of a lot of people that came before us. So you have great accomplishments today, but every accomplishment today is at least in part due to things that have been accomplished well before any of us got here.
Honoring those accomplishments is an ongoing project. The new monument in Memorial Park is part of that, as is this week's dedication and renaming of a 10-mile stretch of Highway 24. The Buffalo Soldier Community Memorial Committee spearheaded both efforts. Michael Sawyer is a professor of race, ethnicity, and migration studies at Colorado College. He'll be the keynote speaker at the memorial dedication ceremony.
This is a process that's never-ending of making sure that we analyze, recognize, and critically examine the contributions of all people.
According to Sawyer, bound up in the story of the Buffalo Soldiers are big questions about who gets remembered and who doesn't, and what it meant for former slaves and their children to fight for the country that enslaved them.
To think about all that at the same time and to have these kinds of complicated discussions without shying away from them, I think, is what I hope the memorial represents. Because I think that's where we're at. From a perspective in this country, right, what's required is the ability to have complicated conversations.
Sawyer says he hopes the new Buffalo Soldier Memorial will encourage dialogue about race, history, and what it means to remember. For KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
The dedication of the Buffalo Soldiers Community Memorial and Memorial Highway will take place Thursday at Stargazers Theater, beginning at noon. Small disclaimer, Colorado College is KRCC's licensee. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.